West Central Illinois has been reporting rainfall numbers through the roof for the month of September, literally. State climatologist Jim Angel joined Gary Scott yesterday on AM Conversation and talked about the impressive precipitation totals in the area.
Well, we've got a volunteer network out there called Cocoa Rise, and we've got two observers there. One reported a little over 7 inches for the month so far, and the other one is at 5.75. You know, September is not usually one of our wetter months. The average is about 3.75 inches for typical September, but this one's way above average already, and we're only halfway through the month.
Here at the WLDS WEAI reporting station, we recorded 6.88 inches of rainfall for the month of September. The normal monthly average at this time is 1.87 inches. According to Angel, the rain doesn't add much moisture to the corn that is already mature. He notes that once the corn reaches maturity, the crop is already in the process of shutting things down. Angel mentioned a couple of issues farmers could be seeing in the coming weeks.
Probably the one thing that's probably hindering is between the rain and the cooler temperatures is it just means it's slower for the corn to dry down at this point. So, like I said, also the other issue is going to be being able to get in the fields after you've had 5 or 7 inches of rain. That's going to be problematic as we move forward. And, you know, this time of year, it's hard to dry fields out. But, you know, they'll get cooler temperatures and shorter days, so that could be a problem.
With frost hitting Wisconsin, Minnesota, and North and South Dakota on Sunday, Angel says people are wondering if an early frost will hit West Central Illinois in the near future. Angel says there's no need to be worried.
For the next several days, according to the National Weather Service forecast, we're going to stay relatively warm at night in the 40s and low 50s there, and by the end of the week, actually kind of warm back up a little bit. So in the immediate future, we don't have any trouble spots there, and even the 6 to 10 day and 8 to 14 day forecast show us reverting back to near normal temperatures. So I think we've kind of dodged the bullet this time, and we're probably at least a week or two away before we have to start thinking about that again.
Angel says the average date for the first frost in the Jacksonville area is normally in early to middle parts of October.
We're gonna make it real easy. We're gonna make it real easy.
Time for new flooring? Then it's time to call Barfield Carpets to see just how easy it can be. Barfield Carpets always comes to your home with all the newest colors and styles of flooring for you to choose from, so you can shop in the comfort of your own home. It doesn't get any easier. For first quality carpets and first quality installations, call Barfield Carpets, 243-2655. They make it real easy.
This year's soybean harvest won't have the equivalent of a baseball perfect game. Despite an expected crop record, some West Central Illinois farmers are dealing with the loss of their beans to a disease called sudden death syndrome. Aaron Duffelmeyer of the University of Illinois Extension in Jacksonville says his office is getting more reports of the disease this year than in previous years. Duffelmeyer says the disease is caused by soil fungus that infects the plant below ground and shuts down its vascular system.
That vascular system of the plant, moving those nutrients in the water throughout the plant, to ultimately lead to the fill of the soybean pod or the soybeans in the pod, and then, of course, also the seed size of that soybean.
Eventually, above-ground symptoms begin to show. The recipe this year, early planting, followed by cool and wet soils, followed by more rainfall in late July and early August.
We began to see the symptoms, the yellowing of the leaf and the premature death of the plant, kind of towards the beginning part of August into the second half of August. And, you know, it seemed to be affecting a lot of fields throughout our geographic area. The good news was, is we were late enough, the plants were mature enough at that stage of the game. I think Mother Nature allowed us maybe some conditions that the disease didn't go ahead and really maybe progress as significantly or as fast, and then hopefully we won't see as much yield reduction as potentially was possible. The later in the season, the less effect on yield.
Duffelmeyer says there's not much producers can do at this point to counteract the disease this year, but they can be proactive to prevent it for next year.
The earlier planting seems to, you know, have an effect, especially if we have those cool, moist, or wet conditions as that plant begins to germinate. Looking at different hybrids varieties of soybeans that seem to be more tolerant to, you know, that pressure as well.
Duffelmeyer says sudden death syndrome is seen each growing season to some degree. He says it's being seen in bean fields across the state this year. A McMurray College faculty member will be displaying his artwork in a closing reception tomorrow on campus. Art instructor Michael Prowlett has an exhibition, Upper Middle Brow, and it will open with a gallery talk at 6:15 p.m. Prowlett also works as a multimedia artist. Currently residing in Normal, he received his BFA from Illinois State University and his MFA from the Lamar Dodd School of Art at the University of Georgia. In 2010, Prowlett was a recipient of the Wilson Center Graduate Student Research and Performance Grant for his photographic work on Pulaski and Sumter counties in the southern part of Georgia. In the spring of 2015, his work will be seen in Manifest Gallery's second International Photography Annual, which is in Cincinnati, Ohio. Tomorrow's event will be held at the Putnam Springer Center on Mack's campus. Residents of South Jacksonville will be electing three trustees in the consolidated election next year. According to a press release, the trustee positions, which are set to expire, include Stephen Douglas, John Goschel, and Stephen Waltrip. Information and documents for candidates interested in running for a trustee position may be picked up weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the South Jacksonville Village Hall. Petitions cannot be circulated for signatures before Tuesday. The filing period for petitions will be December 15th to the 22nd, with times to be announced at a later date. The election is set to take place on April 7th, 2015. Bruce Rauner says he would have vetoed the state's medical marijuana law. John Gregory has the report.
Rauner isn't happy with the current law because of the application process for dispensaries and cultivators. The names of applicants will not be made public, and Rauner believes that opens the door for corruption.
We could create a process that's open, transparent, and we could have an auction process where companies bid for a license for a defined period of time.
That's part of the reason Rauner says he wouldn't have signed it into law.
Medical marijuana is not something I've supported, but it's not a big issue for me either way. I think there could have other priorities.
Rauner's position will matter if he's elected governor. The current pilot program would need to be renewed in 2017. In Chicago, I'm John Gregory.
A new poll shows Governor Quinn is in the lead for the first time in his re-election bid. The Chicago Tribune survey has the governor ahead of Republican challenger Rauner by 11 points. Both sides downplay the numbers while continuing to blast the opposition. The newspaper polled said 800 people agreed over the phone.
Williamson and Erisman Hires Funeral Homes offer burial and cremation services to families in the community. They have a full staff of caring professionals surrounded by beautiful facilities and all at an affordable cost. Williamson and Erisman Hires Funeral Homes, proudly serving communities in West Central Illinois.
We now have the following death and funeral announcements to bring to your attention this afternoon. John A. Johnny Soliday, age 78, of Jacksonville, died Tuesday at National Health Care Center in Bluffton, South Carolina. John A. Johnny Soliday. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. Friday at the Central Christian Church in Jacksonville. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, also at the church. Burial will follow at the services at Laurel Hill Cemetery in Havana at 1:30. Mary Regina Brewington, age 92, of rural Jacksonville, died Monday at Heritage Health in Jacksonville. Mary Regina Brewington. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. Friday at the Buchanan and Cody Funeral Home in Jacksonville, with burial at Arcadia Cemetery in Arcadia. The family will meet friends from 5 to 7 p.m. Thursday at the funeral home. Kyle J. McAllister, age 54, of Jacksonville, died Saturday, May 31st, at Memorial Medical Center in Springfield. Kyle J. McAllister. A graveside service will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at Oakland Cemetery in Meridosha. Buchanan and Cody Funeral Home in Jacksonville is in charge of the services.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.